save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Now, Jill.
Okay, so give us a call on 131060 and dob in your dibber dobber, right? This is the person that dobs of new, whether it happened recently or whether it happened when you were a kid. There is a situation that happened when I was younger with my brother and I, and every time I literally, and my brother and I don't really talk that much, so, but every time we do talk, this story seems to pop up because he hates.
What'd you snitch on?
Okay, so. What happened? I think we were around about 6 or 7. I was like 6 or 7. My brother's 18 months older than me. And we went to the local store. There was only one toy store, which also doubled as a movie store as well too. And my brother wanted one of those remote control cars. My mom was like, no, you can't have one. We don't have the money for it. It's too expensive. And my brother was so cranky about it. He was crying over it. We then went to one of my mum's friend's house who was – mum was buying roses from her. She had, like, these roses and mum bought some for $5 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
When she was out of the car and picking the flower, the roses, my brother had taken the $5 from my mum's wallet because mum was like – you know, we can't afford the racing car, but your mum was buying flowers. So, and I mean, at that age, you have no concept of money and, you know, how much things are. So my brother had taken the $5. My mum's come back to the car to grab the $5, couldn't find it anywhere. You know, mum being mum, you know, at her friend's house, they just gave her the roses anyway. But we went home and my mum knew something was up. So she was like, what's, you know, who's taken the $5 note?
Yeah.
And me just like, it wasn't me. My brother then... feeling guilty, cut the $5 up in all these little pieces to try and get rid of the evidence.
Okay. Just go buy something.
Right? He cut them up, cut it up, and then he was like, he like showed me, like, because we used to share a room, and he showed me in his hand this cut up $5 note.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to try and frame me. So then I ran and I told my mom, like straight away, I actually remember running out of that bedroom into the lounge room and saying to mum that Michael had taken the $5 note. And when my dad got home, gosh. We had a gas stove at home. My dad grabbed my brother's arm and lifted him up. So my brother's feet were just dangling.
What?
And held his arm over the flame. What? And I mean, at the time when I was... No. Let me justify here.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So as a little girl, I was like, I thought my dad was trying to kill my brother. So I was like hitting my dad, like trying to get him to stop. But when you really think about it, the flame was, his arm was so far off the flame, he wouldn't have even really felt much at all. But from my angle, it looked so close and I thought he was going to burn his arm off.
Mate,
but that's what my dad did to teach us a lesson, like not to, you know, not to steal.
Yeah. Don't steal.
My brother brings that up to me all the time. Like, remember when you dibber-dobbed on me?
Okay, and just randomly? Or does something... Is there something that makes him bring it up?
Usually trigger. Like, oh, because like he's got two...
What's his trigger?
He's got two young girls at the moment.
Whenever he burns his hand.
He's trying... No. He's got two young girls at the moment. So every time they fight, it triggers, you know, our relationship that we had when we were younger. Yeah.
Whenever somebody's boiling spaghetti on the stove.
So my nieces are very much the same as what my brother and I were like as a kid. So he's like, oh, but remember that time? Like, he's like, Nadia's just like you, dibber dobber. Dobbs on Nasha all the time, just like you did with that $5 that I took.
Jeez. Hey, Jules, it's funny. Me and Dad have never, like, we're besties, but I've never had a nickname or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I would have been about 18 or 20, and I started getting the nickname Snitchy from Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Snitchy. I should have got him on, Snitchy. Mum was grilling him one day, had him pinned against the wall, grilling him about, were you at the pub? And Dad just was like, nah, we weren't. And I just dived in and said, yes, you were. You're at the pub. We've been drinking and betting all day. Anyway, I did it as a bit of a joke. And my nickname, Snitchy, now stuck. So I'm known as the snitch in the house.
Hey, Snitchy.
I have been in the situation with Dad 4 trillion times and never blurted anything out. I do it once and all of a sudden I'm the letdown of the family.
Hey, Leslie, who was the dibber dobber?
My youngest brother.
Right.
Yes. Well, he started all my life in New Zealand. My dad was a police officer. So my youngest brother used to dob on us for everything. I mean everything. Oh, they've used my PlayStation game. We used to jump the fence and my neighbour had a farm. So we used to get in his scrap metal and build a cubby house. So Chris would run back and tell dad, Leslie and that, they've stolen the neighbour's rubbish and everything. I turn 18, get a tattoo on my butt cheek so my parents can't see it.
Yeah.
First opportunity, Leslie's got a tattoo on her bum. Leslie's got, because my dad hated them.
Yeah.
Well, not long after that, I got my revenge because he got his license and bought for his first car, brand new RAV4, $20,000, and he snuck out at night time, went to the local park, pulled out the stumps, and was doing doughies while he rolled it.
He rolled it?
He rang mum to come and help him, so I went and woke dad up, and I said, Dad, Chris has rolled his car. 18 years to get him back, he finally done something wrong.
Hey, Les,
how do you roll a RAV4?
Top heavy.
I was still driving, it got stuck on the grass.
The
big wheels, just gripped too hard and rolled and ended up on the roof, and it was stuck there.
So
he rang mum and was like, can you come and help me tip it over? Don't wake dad up. Well, as soon as mum took off, I went and woke dad up and said, Dad. I was so excited to dog on him. Yeah.
Hey, Les, what'd you get on the arse cheeks?
A little devil.
A little
devil.
Oh, mate. Leslie, amazing. Michelle in Bankshire Grove, hello.
Hi, how are you?
You were the dibber dobber.
Yeah, I was a dibber dobber.
What'd you do?
Okay, so I'm one of four.
Yeah.
And my sister's almost 5 years older than me. And I've always been mysterious. I was always seeing what my brothers were doing, always with them. And every time they'd watch a movie, I wasn't allowed in there. So I said to my sister, let's go have a look what they've got in there. So we've gone in and had a look, and I seen what it was. So I quickly took it because my brother was coming, and I wanted to have a proper look. And on the front of it, there was naked women.
Right.
And I thought, what's this? So I left it, didn't say nothing. And my brother knew they'd moved because he was looking for it. And I thought, shit, I've got to put it back. So I put it back.
Yeah.
And I didn't say nothing. And then mum goes, let's watch a movie. I said, yeah, let's watch this one. And I just put it in the recorder. My brother's turned white and he stood up and he's gone to run. And my mum's 5 foot nothing, little European lady. And she's chasing him. She's hitting him. And I was dying. God, today. And he still reminds me. And I said to him, just remember, I'm going to tell your kids. He's like, don't you dare tell my kids. But I was going to say, Jules, a punishment for your brother. Go and buy him a car. A little remote control car, print up a $5 note and frame it. And give it to his birthday.
You know what? I actually might do that.
That's a ripper idea.
Yeah, he would want a big petrol one now, though.
We got another Michelle in Alkimos. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, who's the dibber dobber? Is it you?
Well, no, not me, but my siblings are. So I'm the second eldest out of six kids, right?
Yeah.
And so my mum and dad had six kids in 7 years. So the oldest sibling, she actually wanted to start smoking. My dad was a train driver in the Pilbara from Port Hedland to Newman.
Right.
So he was gone for 2.5 days. And the oldest one actually said to mum, can I start smoking? She was 16. And mum said, no, don't be so stupid. And so she dobbed in the I was 15 then. She dobbed in my 14-year-old brother and said, well, Red smokes. My sister was then 13. Well, Cherie smokes. And Cherie goes, well, John smokes. All dobbing each other red.
You're chain smoking.
They were smoking. And they all looked at me and they go, well, Michelle smokes. I said, well, no, I don't. Because they all smoke together in a group. But I smoke with my friends. We're in the Pilbara. Like 43 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So we're all dobbing each other in. I'm thinking, no, I don't smoke. You have no proof that I smoke. Because I didn't do it with my siblings. I do it with my friends. Anyway, Dad got home from Newman because we were in Port Hedland, and Mum told him the story. Dad went to the shops, bought two packets of cigarettes, and the kids had to sit there and smoke these two packets. It was just hilarious. I'm thinking, you guys are dickheads. Save your
tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.